Yo, yo, that was our album. We hope you liked our album. We think it was a pretty good album. And now, we'd like to thank the following: Jack in the Box, Sparks, Slash Dot, my mom and my mom's mom, Peter Gabriel, Jeff Bridges, aka The Big Lebowski, Craig from Craigslist, the guy who made BitTorrent, Stefan Gruber, Something Awful and the Something Awful forums, Dokken, keep on dreaming, motherfuckers. We'd like to thank Chocolate Milk and the Rangdong, RIP, rest in peace, the Callous Uncles, Wu-Tang Clan, and who could forget Bungie and Blizzard. We want to thank Pre-Columbine KMFDM and Dr. Emmett Brown and NPH, aka Neil Patrick Harris, aka Doogie Howser. We want to thank the Golden Girls and Patrick Stewart and Brent Spiner and LeVar Burton. Rest in peace, Notorious B.I.G. and ODB and Supernova. And rest in peace, Sega, Kevin Mitnick. Rest in peace, Dave Murphy, Kate Libby, Lord Nikon. And rest in peace, Razor and Blade. We'd like to thank Rocco's Modern Life, Bumba and Jay, CSI Miami, Mozilla Firefox. We'd like to thank Bumper Nuts. And we'd like to thank Internet Bitches who've been showing us they titties. And we'd like to thank Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, Mariska Hargitay, and Dennis Hopper, we'd like to thank. We'd like to thank Internet Porn and the Fuckingham Palace. And we'd like to thank Bang Bus and Slick Rick.
You don't forget Pornium. Yo, I'd like to thank Sure, Propeller Heads. Yo, I got a shout out for Zorba and Weaver and Weave, LJ Drama, Jameth, Yo Hep, Girl Vinyl, Encyclopedia Dramatica, Yo Bandtown, motherfuckers. Yo, I wanna give a shout out to Steve Jobs, cause dude, his nuts is like as big as my house. I got a big house. I wanna thank Parmesan cheese, cause it tastes so, so good.
Alright, check it out. I wanna thank a Drow Ranger for keeping the mafia tight, like Gary Coleman's mom's pussy, Pudge Brothers Pizza, MC Slice-A-Lot, The Bit, all the skis at the Northgate Mall, Jennifer Love Hewitt's cleavage, the Inspiration Chest, Bismarcky, yeah, I know we butchered your song. Shoutouts to all the local graph writers, your moms, the Mario Brothers, Ben Browder, Richard Dean Anderson, James Spader, you was the bomb in Supernova, yo. B. Arthur, you know you fine. All my Dagger Spine homies, Tina, we wanna see your titties. CeeLo, and let's not forget your mom.
Yo, I wanna give shout outs to Mantis, Sequest, that whole old school lineup. Give shout outs to Hard OCP, Engadget, Gizmodo, the Phantom Game Console. We're still waiting on you, baby. We're still waiting. The Taco Truck, Mongoose IPA, that game C-Man. Oh, and that bass fishing game. That shit was hot. Well, give a thanks to Courtney for bringing us fucking Taco Bell, who's all too drunk to leave the studio. Seagate Hard Drives, SNES 9X, Nesticle, y'all keeping it real. Yo, Peculiar, all them fools in the studio keeping them walls going. Best Cafe, Peter Venkman from World of Psychics, fucking Albuterol, Power Gloves, Power Pen, that fucking Nintendo robot that cut my goddamn finger. Yo, man, this shit is real. I give a shout out to fucking PC Speaker for writing my If
if I ruled the world verse. Yeah, man, you keeping it real for our people. Let's just keep it going, man.
I dedicate this performance to the love and memory of Microsoft QBasic. Keeping it real.
Yo, man, it's PC Speaker again. I love you so random. Will you marry me in a club? We can make babies, they got technologies. So two dudes sperm could be one baby, yo.
Yo, we done forgotten done somebody up in here. Yo, nerd, please, nerd. Nerd, I be talking about motherboard up in this piece, man. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Motherboard, thanks for recalling them vocals. Yo, motherboard, mobile. Alright, man, and we wanna shout out Nuclear Bombs, man, to the peace. We be up on out of this jizzoint, boy, for Feasel.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story about my situation. I was talking to this girl from the US nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got off stage dripping pour with sweat. I was walking through the crowd and guess who I met? I whispered in the ear, come to the picture booth so I could ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple flicks and she was enthused. I said, how you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. When I sprung the question, she acted kinda strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I ain't even going for it. Here's what I'm gonna say.
You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I took Baba's word for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that. Let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adored me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spend a lot of time so we could build a relationship. Some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. Called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, got picked up, then I called again. I said, how was that? Oh, he's just a friend. Come on, don't give me that. Yo, what's this?
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby. But you say he's just a friend.
As I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was cool, they knew she was there at the first semester of the school year. I went to her gate to ask where was her dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and where I was on my way. He told me he had a baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived up in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where door 3? Could they show me where it was for a moment? I didn't know such an event, so I came to her room and opened her door. Oh snap, guess what I saw? Another killer fucking kissing my girl in the mouth. It was so knocked out, sweat down south. So please listen to the message that I send. Don't ever talk to a girl and say that she just got a friend. Will that work for what you guys wanted?